בכבוד.
יפה מישהו. פרשת קורח. זה תורת תזז. זה קורח. ויקח קורח. He took himself to one side, says the Gemara. Separated himself from Am Israel. He and Datan Avram and 250 people from Shevet, from the Machloket, from Shvatim, they came to Moshe and told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Kichol ha'eda kulam kadoshim. Everybody is kadosh. Why you took yourself the kingdom and you gave your brother the Kohen Gadol? Everybody is holy." So, but he wants, sounds from the Torah, it says the Gemara, he wants to be the Kohen HaGadol. And Shema Moshe, I brought up a simple explanation without what the Gemara says, what they did to him. Moshe fainted, or Moshe prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he should not be upset. Says the Gemara, that even though Moshe prayed in the past for Am Israel, after the golden calf, after the complaint, after the spies, whatever he prayed, this time he doesn't pray. He doesn't get involved with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't pray. The Gemara says, it's called Sirachon Revi, because the fourth time, number four, Moshe doesn't want to pray. So what if it's number four? How can we pray three times? What number four he cannot pray now? Why can't I pray number five, six? What difference does it make? How many times? Gemara says constantly you have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't want to pray, Moshe. He doesn't pray. Because the Torah tells, he goes to Korach and he pleads with him. He tells him, listen, what are you doing now? What's the reason for that? And he tells him, I would test you and your colleagues, in the morning. You all will take spices, and this is a very dangerous thing to do, spices. You know that Nadab Abihu died?
Excuse me.
Well, you should know, I'm taking a risk of your life by putting spices on a pan and making fire. Who knows what might happen? Hashem will choose one, Hashem will show one. And the rest will die. And the question is, why did Moshe Rabbeinu choose such a thing? Didn't he choose the Torah to choose spices? Moshe, when he was a teenager, he already killed an Egyptian officer just by saying something. You really do not need to tell him, take some spices. What is the spices? The man is wrong, he's going to die anyway. Moshe is going to kill him. What do you need spices for? And then Moshe goes to Korach and he tells Korach, listen, is it enough that you became a Levi? Hashem chose you to become a Levi, and you're a Levi, you sing, you stand over there in Bet HaMikdash. Why do you want to be a Kohen? So the question is, this is the whole argument. Korach wants to be a Kohen. Moshe says, is it enough to be a Levi? No, Moshe, it's not enough to be a Levi. I want to be a Kohen. Let your brother become a Levi. What kind of an answer is this that Moshe gives him? Isn't it enough? It's not enough. The Torah continues and tells us, no, they didn't accept anything. So Moshe is trying again to convince Datan v'Aviram, to convince Korach's colleagues. And at the end, Moshe decided he's going to prove that Korach is wrong. How is he going to prove it? He's going to tell them, listen, something that never happened before is going to happen now. Earth will open the mouth. And this can be approved. So again, the question is, why Moshe has to say that? Again, Moshe is a teenager, already killed somebody, just by saying Hashem's name. He says, I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you something never happened before. And earth will open up the mouth, its mouth, and the swallow the people. There's going to be a proof that those people are against Hashem. It's not against Hashem. Why am I against Hashem? And the Torah repeats. In another place in the Torah says, that the Rabbim that died because they came and they joined Korach against Hashem. Not against Hashem. Well, maybe indirectly it's against Hashem, but maybe Korach is innocent. Korach said to Moshe, listen, Moshe, you decide everything by yourself. I just don't trust you. I don't trust you. What do you mean that you the king and your brother is the Kohen? I want to be the Kohen. So Moshe said, Hashem said it. No, I don't believe Hashem said it. I suspect that you took it by itself. So? Allah says, no, it's against Hashem. Again, indirect, of course, it's against Hashem because we believe that whatever Moshe said is from Hashem. We do believe in it. But Korah doesn't believe in it. So when the Torah emphasizes that this is against Hashem, it means it is against Hashem. It's not just because it's against Moshe and indirectly it's against Hashem. No, directly against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why is it directly against HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why did Moshe have to do such a miracle, excuse me, in front of Olam Israel? The Torah will say, Olam Israel, when they saw what's going to happen, it was also... They heard the screaming of Korach and his colleagues going down to go Sheol, to the Gehenom. They started to run away. And he said, we might be swallowed also by earth. And then the Torah says later, let Amisrael complain, told Moshe Rabbeinu, it's your fault. So Hashem said he's going to make a proof, a test. He told Moshe Rabbeinu, go take from every tribe a piece of wood. The Gemara says Moshe took one piece of wood, divided it into 12 parts, and he told each one, every tribe write your name and the president, and Aaron is going to write also his name and Shevet Levi, and Moshe will take it, put it inside the Mishkan, and Moshe said, tomorrow you're going to see. And we're going to see the one that's going to blossom and sprout. This is the one Hashem chose. So it tells us that the next morning Moshe took the sticks, put it inside Beit HaMikdash in the Mishkan. In the morning he came inside. The stick of Aharon had some flowers and also has almonds. And everybody says, aha. Okay, now we know. We're convinced. Aaron is a designated Kohen, no more argument. The question is, what is really the purpose of the Torah telling us the story that the Gemara says, listen, there's a special mitzvah, among the 630 mitzvot, you may not join Machloket. Never participate in Machloket. Rav Steinman says, he learned in Chafetz Chaim Yeshiva, after Chafetz Chaim died, in Machloket in the Yeshiva. He said three boys did not participate in the Machloket, in the argument in the Yeshiva. The whole Yeshiva were wiped by the Nazim. And only those three boys survived. Because they did not join the Machloket, taking side. This is right, that guy is right. All the other people, they all died, vanished. The whole Yeshiva vanished. But all Chafetz Chaim Yeshiva. Yeshiva was Chafetz Chaim, imagine. Master of Lashon Hara, master of Ahavat Israel. He died. There was an argument in Yeshiva, Rosh Yeshiva. Who is Rosh Yeshiva? So the Torah tells us a special mitzvah in the Torah. The Torah tells us 630 mitzvot. Tika Koach Kadatwa. It says you cannot be in Machloket. You can't be. So I said, okay. It's very bad Machloket. The Gemara says, no, it's worse what you think. The Gemara says, look, it says in the Torah, the Datan of Aviram, the one that joined against Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe came and tried to convince them to stay away and not to rebel, they did not listen. And Torah tells us they came outside with the wives and the small children. And all of a sudden, the earth opened up and swallowed small children. Says the Gemara, look, Bedin shel matar, our Bedin downstairs, the punish of age 13 and up. Bedin shel mala, Kadosh Baruch Hu punishes from certain things that Bedin cannot do or don't do from age 20. Here, little babies. The Gemara says, how come little babies die? The Gemara, they die from machloket. So sometimes, you know, in our time, people say, what happened? A little baby died. Remember that? Somebody in the family had machloket. Doesn't have to be the immediate father and mother. Maybe the grandparents. I know a story that the grandchildren were very sick. They went to a big rabbi and they said, well, the grandmother had an argument with a neighbor in Hod HaSharon in Israel. She said she better go and make up with the neighbor. She went, she made up with the neighbor. So the girl, Baruch Hashem, is alive, but she got the bad sickness in the eye. They had to take out her eye. She said, what's the machloket? What's the big deal? So she said, I have an argument with somebody. I have to love everybody. I have to be friendly with everybody. I have to social with everybody. So I have a machloket. So we must forget about it. It's not the machloket that we had against Moshe. No. It's a regular machloket that people have this agreement with people, and you know, I'm not your friend, and I'm not stupid you. It says that Chas Shalom can cause tragedies in the family. I said, what is it all about? What happened? So what is it? So you can say, you know, Nachal HaKamocha, okay, so what if I had machloket? The Gemara tells us that in the dialogue, in the argument between Moshe and Korach, Moshe told him like this, listen, Korach, I want you to understand something. It says, likewise, it says, if the Kadosh Baruch Hu divided light from darkness, and it says in the Torah, the first day Hashem created light, it says, Ve'avdel Elokim min Aor v'min Hachoshech. Hashem, so-called, made a divider between light and dark. Likewise, Moshe tells him, you should know, Aaron also was divided from everybody. The question is, what do you mean? Like it was light and dark, the same thing, Aaron also is so-called being divided. So come the Zohar and says to us, you know, the secret of Havdalah, on Motzei Shabbat. People think it like, you know, this, it's a custom. Abdullah, custom. So the Zohar says that Shabbat, if a person keeps Shabbat 100%, he knows all the halachot of Shabbat, nothing can happen, nothing bad can happen to him on Shabbat. Since the Zohar says that on Shabbat, the bad entities, what we call the bad energies, are quiet on Shabbat. Ari made a song about it. Some Sidurim have it, people say it. After Shetchayil, in Sidur, he have a text from Ari, based again on the Zohar, or based on the Gemara, really. The Gemara tells us Antoninus, the Caesar of Rome, converted. And he asked Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, what can you tell me about Shabbat? So one day he gave him to eat something from Shabbat, some food. And then he gave him the same food during the week. And he asked him, how come it doesn't taste the same? He said, we have a special spice, it's called Shabbat inside. He said, why don't you put it during the week? I said, no. Shabbat's food is supposed to taste different to you when you eat it. You can't have the same food during the week and Shabbat and say it tastes the same. Something is wrong with your tongue. Can be. Likewise, he told him, listen, I want to tell you something. He says, it's called Nahar Sambation. When Sancheirev, Marshimo took the 10 tribes, it's someplace in China. So Hitler knew where he was. I saw a map. Mashgiach in Lakewood wanted to send 10 people. It's next to Tibet, someplace. So after they finish with Eretz Israel, Chas Shalom, and Rommel said, now we're going to go to China to look for the 10 tribes. I don't know how he knew. It's called Bnei Moshe. I saw the map. So over there, they cannot leave, even if they want to leave. Why is it? There was a special reverse called Sambatyon, that the river shoots big rocks the whole way. Shabbat, the river rests. So Shabbat, they cannot cross the river because there's no Eruv, so they're stuck. Some people came out of there in a trick. So it says the Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda, and I see one of the Mishnah, told Antoninus, you know where is Sambatyon? So you go over there, you see what Shabbat is. I said, during the week, the river shuts rocks, big rocks, all the time, like volcano. Shabbat stopped. Says the Gemara, that Shabbat, it's called Yom HaMenucha, it's not a rest day, it's a rest day also from bad energies. It says the Zohar, that until Motzei Shabbat, if somebody keeps Shabbat 100%, so nothing can happen on Shabbat. So, says, okay, we understand why we have to do Kiddush Friday night, okay? So, you make Shabbat holier. What's the necessity to make Havdalah Motzei Shabbat? It's automatically. It's finished. Shabbat is over. That says three stars in Shamayim. Shabbat is over. No, you have to make Havdalah. That's the Midoraita. Hashem said. You have to do Havdalah Motzei Shabbat. It says, what is the purpose of Havdalah? What's the purpose? The Zohar says, the reason for Havdalah is, when you do the Havdalah, you make sure that those bad entities that were so-called quiet on Shabbat will not jump on you immediately after Shabbat. Because it's like you put pressure on something and you hold the pressure and you let go, then the pressure is going to jump up and going to follow you. It says, the Zohar, that's the secret of Havdalah. The Zohar says, look, those bad entities are in the place where Koach is. Shabbat is not that they're not coming. So-called HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes them and pushes them in the ground. So-called Hashem is holding them back all the way in the ground. It says, the Zohar next to Koach. Motzei Shabbat, to come up. Gemara says Gehenom doesn't operate on Shabbat because of the same reason. There's no Gehenom on Shabbat. The people in Gehenom don't suffer on Shabbat. Says the Zohar, Korach has to do with those bad entities. So Chachamim explained to us. I says the power of Havdalah, how important is Havdalah. I says in the text of Havdalah, Chachamim tried to explain to us what Havdalah is. That's what he says. Amavdil, Dim Kodesh Lachol, Hashem. So you separate holy to not holy. What do you mean? Holy to not holy. What do you have to have in mind, Chachamim said, when you say holy and not holy? What holy, not holy? Why? Chachamim say that it means a person has to know what is holy, what is not holy in his lifetime. He says, to do this thing is chas v'shalom not holy, don't do it. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated holiness from not holiness. Because that separation is needed for Havdalah. It means, Havdalah means Hashem separates, Hashem puts a divider. I said, should not be mixed. There's no such thing as a mixture of holy and not holy. There's no gray area. It's either you holy or not holy. It's either that thing is holy or not holy. Likewise, I say. I said, but Beit HaMikdash was holy. But Knesset is holy. I said, you have to know inside is holy, outside is not holy. You can say inside and outside is the same thing. Your behavior, say Chachamim, in the Beit HaKnesset is different. The way you sit, the way you stand, the way you talk, the way you pray, this is different. as far as a person himself, Chachamim say, you have to know what's holy, what act is holy, what act is not holy. Again, this is needed for the Havdalah. So this is so-called step one. Ben Kod, in the text, Ben Kod Shachol. Let me say, Ben Or L'Choshech. Between light and darkness. What does it mean? It means that the light will not penetrate into the darkness. Because Hashem made a divide there. Let me say in Abdullah, what does this do with Abdullah? What do you say? He says, the Zohar, I'll tell you what I say. This is the Heftah of the Kavanah. Hol, Ben Or, light. Light means Aharon HaKohen. Choshech means those people have machloket. That's what you say. That's what you got to say on Motzei Shabbat. That's the Kavanah. That's the Kavanah of Abdullah. The simple Kavanah, says the Zohar. That's the Heftah of the Kavanah. That Hashem separated between light and darkness. That's what it means. Between Aharon, that is master of light, and Korach, that he is master of darkness. Ben Israel Amim. That Hashem so called made a divider between us and the Goyim. Which the Gemara says, Am Israel was saved from Egypt because they did not change the clothing, the language, and the names. As well, the Gemara says they didn't speak Lashon Hara. Says this is needed, the separation. You can, Navi Yechezkel said, Hashem told Navi Yechezkel, Am Yisrael said they want to be like the Kohen. And this has happened, you know, Bach Shmuel Moshe Mendelssohn started a reform movement in Germany. This is why you have to emphasize your Jew. Don't wear a tzitzit, don't wear a kippah, and you have to do it. This started the whole downfall in Europe. The whole thing of Haskalah, the whole Europe went down the drain because of that, trying to be mixed with the Goyim. Went to gymnasium, to universities, be like the Goyim, assimilation, eating with them. That's the problem. You have to have a divider between you and the Goyim. Divider. One says you cannot sit down and eat with him. You cannot, even though if he invites you for kosher food, you cannot have barbecue with him. Because that you have to know that you're different. B'nyom HaShevi'i, Shoshet Yomei HaMa'aseh, between Shabbat and during the week. As Ari says, that Motzei Shabbat comes, Ari says you have to feel depressed a little bit. If you don't feel it, it means you didn't feel Shabbat. As Hashem separated Shabbat from during the week. So those four steps, says the Zohar, are necessary to be saved from those bad entities. It's not, we say a text, Hashem divided this, Hashem divided this. No, no, no. That division, what Hashem made, must be accepted and followed by us in order for us to be saved from those entities. Since we're going to say those things, says as well, then those bad entities will not jump at us after Abdullah. That actually, Chachamim say, this is a story of Chaim. That one time he decided to take exile upon himself, nobody should know who he is. He's going on the streets to accept a punishment. And the reason for that, he said, that one time he heard somebody spoke against the rabbi and he was quiet. He did not protest. That's a major, major sin. So he came to a town and the rabbi was saying, Dvar Torah, he heard from Or HaChaim. He sat in the back. And Or HaChaim stood up and says, this guy Or HaChaim is worthless. Of course, it was him. And the rabbi said, shh, what are you trying to say? And then he didn't let go. And then he stayed over there. It was Friday night. And then on Shabbat morning, again, the rabbi said another. It was Pashat B'chukotayim. Or HaChaim writes Pashat B'chukotayim 32 ways how to explain the first pasuk. In the morning also, the rabbi said another perush from Or HaChaim. Again, he Or HaChaim sits in the back and screams. He said, let go of this perush, let go of Or HaChaim. Then it was Suda Shlishi, the same thing. So then the shamash went and grabbed him and locked him in the room. So on Tish Shabbat, the rabbi got a message with Ruach HaKodesh Somebody, he heard something like a bat call. He says, go release this guy. He has to do Havdalah right now. If he doesn't do Havdalah, it's going to be a world war. Because all those bad entities will jump out of Gehenom from Korah's place and will destroy the world. He knows how to make Havdalah. Then they don't come and jump at you. I says, that's what the Zohar says. That's how Havdalah is. Actually, says the Zohar, this was really the sin of Korah. The sin of Korah was not, you know, is against Moshe. Says the Zohar, what the Gemara says, Moshe told Korah, listen, can you change day into night, night into day, which means can you destroy the divider? Hashem divided it. You may not also be a Kohen. You can be a Kohen. Hashem, so-called, divided Aharon to be Kohen. It's not, we have a Kohen, why are you a Kohen? It says, listen, because, no. It's not because. I'm a Kohen because Hashem put a wall in front of me. I'm different than you. Let's look at says, Kohen is different halachot. Then why? Not because, just because it's holy. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the wall. It says, you are different. You cannot do. Likewise, they say the Kohen HaGadol, some Chachamim say, he didn't go out of Bet HaMikdash, never. Stay in the Bet HaMikdash all the time. He says, you cannot mix up with people. You cannot mix with people. He says, you're different. I said, why am I different? Hashem decided you do different. That's what Moshe told Koch, he didn't understand. You're not arguing with me. You want just to break the divider. That's the problem. You have to understand. And Moshe continues. You understand also, you are on the same page because Hashem so-called separated you from Am Yisrael. A Levi, is a Levi because of this. A Levi is because, but at the end of the day, the Levi has a wall in front of him. He's not like Israel. He says, Hashem chose him, it's true, to be a Levi, but in the text, we read the text. Moshe tells Koach, Ame'at mi kem ki hivdil Elokei Yisrael Chemad Yisrael. Hashem separated you. Vayibadel Aharon, the Navi says, Kitubim and Devarim said, Aharon was not just chosen. He was chosen, and then Hashem put a wall in front of him. Ezra says, Gemara, Chachamim says, same thing, Am Yisrael. Vavdil etchem min ha'amim. Hashem writes in the Torah, listen, you have to be different than the Goyim. So Gemara says, the first thing what Hashem refers to is kosher food. Kosher food is a sign that you do. They make kosher food, make kosher kitchen. Kosher kitchen means not I'm eating kosher. No. I'm separating myself. It says the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I took you out of Egypt just for that. You should have kosher food is enough. Why? What's kosher food? Of course, it has a lot of impact on the person. But the idea of the kosher food is a divider. You're not a goy. So Ben Achaya Necheret, Gemara says, it's also, you see a divider the way you eat. Gemara says, a Jew eats different. You don't eat like other people, like the nations. You eat with dignity, polite. You wash your hands. You say the bracha. You say, you say, Amazon, you're different. The Torah says that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose for us. And that's exactly, the Gemara says, you know, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu closed this world on the first Friday, Hashem made ten things. Among the ten things that he made the donkey of Bilam, he made a mouth to earth. P.R.S. So what does it mean? Hashem, the last minute, decided it's going to be sometime, maybe, it's a gray area, it's going to be, earth will open up the mouth. What do you mean? I said, listen, this is just before Hashem made night, before Friday night. It was Friday, after sunset, twilight. Since Hashem said, okay, now I'm going to make a mouth to earth. What does it mean? It means that mouth to earth is going to be exactly in the place that somebody doesn't want to have the divider. It says, Korach doesn't want the divider. He wants to be a coin. He says, he cannot be a coin. There's a wall between you and Aaron. There's a wall. He cannot. He says, listen, if you don't, that's what you're trying to do. You're against Hashem. Why are you against Hashem? Because that moment you want to mix light and darkness. That's what the Torah says. He says, that's a coin. Coin is a light. You, compared to a coin, you're dark. Am Israel, compared to a Levi, are dark. And says the Gemara, look what happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, just before Friday night, before the night came, he said, okay, let me make something. I'm going to make a mouth of earth. I said, that's going to be a proof of something that somebody wants, so-called mix, Friday to Friday night. And that's what Moshe tells Korach, listen, I want to tell you something. The way you asking me, you want to be a coin, it means you want to mix the whole thing. Okay, let me tell you something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on the first Friday after twilight, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a mouth to earth. And that mouth to earth is going to be a proof that your problem is the mixture. That's the problem. The problem is, it's not that you want to be a coin. The problem is you want to mix the whole universe. You want to make light, dark, dark, light. That's the problem. As the Gemara says, this was Korach theory that you want to mix. And the Gemara says, this is what Moshe is number four. In our seven shepherds, Avraham is one, Yitzchak is two, Yaakov is three, Moshe is number four. Moshe is number four, this was Moshe's job. Moshe's job was to separate us from Egypt. Moshe had to take us out of Egypt. It means, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. But Moshe was chosen. Moshe was, the Gemara says, Moshe was designated for this, to separate us. Moshe, when he gave us the Torah is a separation. Moshe chose Aaron, it means separated Aaron. So Moshe says, Korach, you want to make a test? I'll do a test. Before Earth will swallow you, you can do ketoret, you can do spices. It says spices. It says spices belong to the Kohen. It says a separation. You're going to do it, you're going to die. That's why the Gemara says, Moshe did not pray. There's nothing to pray for these people. That's what the Gemara says, Machloket is the worst. It's against Hashem. Why do this? Because it means you're mixing day and night. You're mixing light and darkness. This is what the Gemara says. And says, babies died. And so what is it? What is the problem? You know what the problem is? Tell you what the problem is. The problem is there's no Havdalah. There's no Havdalah. Says the Zohar. The bad entities jump on you. Bad entities jump on you. And said, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this special entity, the mouth of earth, the last minute before Friday night, to tell you that you're being swallowed. You're being swallowed. Why? Because you want to mix. Because there's no separation between good and bad. Good and bad for you is the same thing. So the Chachamim said, that's the Kavanah the person has to have in Avdallah. That's what the Gemara says, a person should never join a Machloket. Because it's not a Machloket. It's against Hashem. Which Hashem? Which Hashem? Hashem of creation, the first day of creation. First of creation, Hashem divided light from darkness, which means divided from Moshe to Korach, from Tzadikim to Rashaim. And this is the obligation, Chachamim say. So the person should have it in Avdallah. I said, you have this Avdallah. He said, you should have it. So Chachamim say, you know, we have to take a candle for Avdallah. I said, candle in Hebrew, they say, is called Ner. Ner, numerical value is 250. I said, when you do Avdallah, I said, oh, should ring a bell. Ash, fire. I said, what fire? It says, 250 people died with fire. They held down the Ketoret. They died with the fire. I says, Ner, so what have you do, Avdallah? What Avdallah? Wait, 1 second. Soon I'm going to take Avdallah. You're going to say in Avdallah what? Ben Olo Choshech. I said, what Olo Choshech? It's the Machloket. I said, before you say Moria, look, fire is here. Fire is going to burn the 250. You're holding the Ner. Chachamim said, have it in mind. Borei Marayesh, you have a Ner, you have a candle. You have a candle. It says, what candle? Candle numerical value in Hebrew is 250. It's the 250 people they held the Torah and fire burned them. They died. I says, that's the power of the Avdallah. It only works, Zohar says, if you have those kavanot when you do the Avdallah, then nothing can happen to you. If something happened to you or to some from the family, Zohar says, it's because the Avdallah was not played right. But it's not the Avdallah. It's you have to live according to the Avdallah. So you have to make sure you're different. That's what Chachamim said. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt because we were separated ourselves in Egypt. The minute David HaMelech says in Tehillim, "Vayitarvu b'goyim," the minute that you want to be like the goyim, it's all the tragedy start. It says this is the Moshe Shabbat. The person should feel it. Should feel Shabbat is. I understand this divider. I understand the divider. Now it's chol. Says the Gemara, "Shelo yidiburcha shel chol dibur shel Shabbat." Shabbat, you should not talk the way you talk during the week. Not even business. Rav Yehuda writes in his letter to his family, because she tiro lomar shalom b'Shabbat. Chachamim once wanted even to restrict us from even saying Shabbat Shalom, because it has to be different. Shabbat has to be different. He says the Havdalah is only to protect us. It's not just a mitzvah to separate. You don't have to separate. Why have to separate? By separating, says as well, you separate the bad entities from you. When you're doing a machloket, you're calling those entities to you. As the Torah gave us a mitzvah, not a mitzvah. She says, well, this is etzah, this is advice for us. When you have the Abdallah, do this in order not to be attacked by those entities. Unless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, you know what? Go take sticks from every tribe, you put it in the Beit HaMikdash, and see what's going to happen. He says, the stick of Aaron will bloom, and will have flowers, and will have almonds, to tell you, yeah, he is different. Aaron is different. Yes, so the Rabbi calls him, Sefer Ketuvim call him Kodesh Kodeshim. But Aaron was divided as Kodesh Kodeshim. Likewise, you cannot go into Beit HaMikdash in the Holy Spirit only once a year. As Aaron is the same concept. The Kohen Gadol is different. He's different. Don't try to be Kohen Gadol. Hashem made a divider in front of him. Let's take one answer. This was a mistake, of course. The mistake is not quite wrong. It's impossible. This is against creation. At least the Kodesh expects from us to be different. So a Jew, how you say, has to protest and advertise himself as Jewish. Don't hide your Judaism, because it means that you want to be like the goyim. So there's no Havdalah. You put yourself in a situation that you cannot be protected by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Separation. It says, like Hashem said in Torah, "La'avdil etchem." Hashem said, "I separated you. I separated you." I separated myself from Shalom Kam Baba Minami. Amen.
Next week's year or not?